What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. Want to talk to you guys really quickly about SeatGeek, as we recently joined Team SeatGeek. Of course, you know, SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. My favorite part about it, each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they do all they can to help you land the best deal possible. And yeah, it's really cool. So happy to share too that we have an exclusive code. If you use code ROBCAO, R-O-B-C-A-O, you will receive $20 off your first order at SeatGeek. And what better time than now? Holiday season, Christmas season, you know, to give someone some, you know, some pretty cool tickets to a game, a concert, stand-up comedy show. So once again, make sure to use code ROBCAO, R-O-B-C-A-O, for $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here, live on Instagram at @theflame_ES. Right now I'm going to be talking about the Dolphins as they bounced back yesterday and shut out the New York Jets 30-0. It was a much needed, you know, bounce back performance from the Dolphins, you know, after that heartbreaking loss to the Titans on Monday night. And I'm happy to say that, you know, the team really, you know, bounced back. And there's like, you know, specific things that I would say that I was looking for. And thankfully, they were all answered, you know. Like, all the things I was, you know, anxious / excited about were answered, you know. Starting off, I'll talk about what a bounce back performance from Bradley Chubb. You know, of course, on Monday, he had a rare mental breakdown that never really happens for him when he slammed his helmet after missing a sack against Will Levis. And then, look, the next game, he comes out now against the Jets, and he has a career-high 3 sacks. He was not just, aside from the sacks, like, even in the run defense, it felt like he was there in on every tackle. He just had a nose for the ball yesterday. And, yeah, I wanted to, you know, start off by shouting out Bradley Chubb, because I really think he did a tremendous job, and he really put that, you know, rare mental mistake, like I said, behind him, and showed why he's one of the, you know, best players in the league. And that's what the great players do, you know. They learn from their mistakes, and it makes them better. You know, I would say the majority of guys, you know, they make one mistake in a game, and it kind of derails their season. You're like, oh, man, like, what? Like, come on, man, you just got to learn from it. And Chubb, man, what a job he did yesterday against the Jets. Another question, or another thing, you know, I was looking for yesterday was Mike McDaniel, his play calling. As I said multiple times, you know, prior to this game and then following the Titans game, I was looking for him to, you know, focus on the run more, because like I've said before, our bread and butter on offense is the running game. I know everyone here is, you know, Hill, Waddle, Tua, you know, because people like, you know, those big plays, you know, deep passes, you know, all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, it's great, but at the end of the day, just like relying on that alone is only gonna, maybe, you know, win you a couple regular season games, but you're not gonna be a real like contender in the NFL. And I'm happy to say that Mike McDaniel, I guess he showed that he learned from his mistakes, and he emphasized the run game yesterday. Let me read you a couple of the stats here in the run game. So Raheem Mostert, as always, he was our leading rusher. He ran 15 times for 42 yards and 2 touchdowns. Devon Achane, our rookie running back, he ran 9 times for 32 yards. Then we had Jeff Wilson run 2 times for 5 yards. So the 3 Dolphin running backs ran 26 times. And it was just, you know, it was a well-balanced called game by Mike McDaniel. His offensive play calling was exactly what I think me and, you know, a lot of other fans and, you know, people that talk Dolphins, you know, they're really looking for him to, you know, emphasize the run game in this game against the Jets. And, you know, it kind of changed his ways and, yeah, lean on the bread and butter, like I said, which has been our run game this whole season. And before I move on from the run game, I do want to shout out and congratulate Raheem Mostert, as he made Miami Dolphins history twice yesterday, as he passed Ricky Williams for the most touchdowns in a season by a Dolphins running back. And he also passed Mark Clayton for the most touchdowns in a season by a Dolphins offensive player. So, you know, what an incredible year Raheem Mostert has had. He's one of our MVPs by far, and to me, he's been one of the most impactful players in the whole NFL. And it's crazy because even after, you know, these historic accolades and everything he does on a weekly basis, in my opinion, he still doesn't get the credit that he deserves. But the good thing with him, he just cares about winning and the success of his team. So as long as that's being done, that's fine with Raheem. And yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure to give him his flowers because what an incredible season he's had. You know, you think of his career. Of course, he was here early on in his career. I remember he was on the practice squad. He would be called up some games, you know, as a kick returner. And he bounced around the league. Of course, he had, you know, really that huge year with the 49ers when they made the Super Bowl. Then he comes to Miami last year from San Fran with Mike McDaniel. And at 31 years old, I'll say it again, he now has the most touchdowns in a season by a Miami Dolphins running back. And he has the most touchdowns in a season by a Miami Dolphins offensive player. And to add on to how impressive, you know, those historic accomplishments are by Mostert, like, think of the running backs, the offensive players that have played for the Dolphins. You go back, you think of Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris, Ricky Williams, Ronnie Brown, just to name a few. And now Raheem Mostert is number one. Like I said, all-time running back leader in a single season in Dolphins history. And then you think of all the offensive players, right? Of course, you think of today, you know, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. You think of Mark Clayton, Mark Duper. You think of, I mean, let's see, Chris Chambers even. Like, I think he's an underrated Dolphin all time. OJ McDuffie. I mean, you know, I could go on and on. Paul Warfield. I could go on and on. But look, Raheem Mostert, he's number one now. Most touchdowns by a Dolphins offensive player in a single season. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure to, you know, really emphasize that and give Raheem Mostert his flowers, like I said, because he's made such an impact on this team. And it's just been a complete joy to watch him. It's just amazing, you know, what Mostert's been able to do. Now, some other things to talk about here. So, for all the quote-unquote critics, you know, all the people that just complain about everything, all the Tua haters, all those people, you're still going to hate because that's what you guys do. I thought the Dolphins couldn't do anything without Tyreek Hill. At least that's what all these experts in the media were telling us, right? This whole week leading up to this game, all you quote-unquote fans that were panicking because Tyreek Hill wasn't going to play. I hadn't said that, but yeah, Tyreek Hill didn't play. But yeah, for all you people, what happened? I thought the Dolphins weren't good without Hill. Wow. I'm completely shocked. I thought we only had one guy on the team. Wow. It's crazy. But yeah, you know, how about Jalen Waddle? His first game as the number one receiver since his rookie year 2 years ago. And he did an absolutely incredible job. He had 8 catches for 142 yards and a touchdown on a perfectly thrown 60-yard bomb from Tua Tagovailoa, who literally placed the ball in Waddle's hands. You know, how about our quarterback, Tua? He goes 21 for 24 with 224 yards and that beautiful touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle. And drink some coffee really quick. Yeah, so how about Tua? What a bounce back performance. After that touchdown to Waddle, I know the video went everywhere of him telling all the haters to keep talking. And then they went straight to the owner's suite and you saw Steven Ross, the Dolphins owner, celebrating, doing the Waddle dance, the Waddle celebration. So yeah, it was just an all around amazing bounce back performance for this whole Dolphins team. Some other guys to talk about here. Oh, actually, you know who? I want to give some flowers to, man. Durham Smythe, right? He, to me, is one of the most, like, underrated tight ends in the league. Because people really, you know, this goes to all the fans who just love all the, you know, deep passes and the crazy plays like that. No one really, you know, gives Durham Smythe his flowers. But Durham Smythe is such a reliable player. He does whatever you ask him to do. Most of the time, he's more of a blocker. You'll have a catch here and there. But yesterday, he was even effective, you know, in the receiving game. as he had 4 catches for 32 yards. Oh, what's up, Juani, man? Especially in the red zone. Yeah, no, yesterday, man, we came through in the red zone and we really emphasized, you know, the run game, man. And that's what was missing in the Titans game, you know? We would get to the red zone and we would just pass the ball. So definitely, it was great to see McDaniel, you know, learn from his mistakes, man, and it worked out for the team. But yeah, to get back, yeah, I wanted to, you know, make sure to give Durham Smythe his credit because I thought he did a great job yesterday. He was our second leading receiver on the day. Braxton Berrios. I thought this was another great game for him in the return department. Last game was the most return opportunities he's had. He did great. And once again, now against the Jets, he had another great game. And also on offense, he had 1 catch, but it was an amazing catch on the sideline. He jumped up. And it was just an amazing catch by Braxton Berrios. So shout out to him as well. Now defensively, I already talked about Bradley Chubb and the, you know, amazing performance he had in this game. Some other guys to talk about, as always, you know, Zach Sealer. I always say one of the most consistent players in the NFL. He had another, you know, terrific showing. Let's see some stats here on Sealer. He had a sack, a tackle for loss, a pass deflection, and 2 quarterback hits. See some other guys here. Okay, Christian Wilkins, he had 1/2 sack, as him and Emmanuel Agba combined for a sack. Wilkins also had a tackle for loss and a quarterback hit. Emmanuel Agba also added a quarterback hit of his own. Raekwon Davis had 2 quarterback hits. Cameron Good, the second year player out of California, he had a quarterback hit in this one. Let's see who else. Oh, yeah, another amazing performance in the secondary. Another shutdown game for Jalen Ramsey. Eli Apple, after missing multiple games, he came back this week. And he played. He started in place of the injured Xavier Howard, who didn't play in this game. And I thought Apple had a tremendous performance in his first game back in a long time. And at the perfect time with Howard being out. Another guy I want to talk about, man, Brandon Jones. I'm so happy for Brandon Jones. He's had a great, you know, start, a great couple years, right? His young NFL career here with the Dolphins. Fortunately, you know, last year midway, he suffers a torn ACL. This year he's back and healthy. He hasn't been starting due to, you know, Javon Holland and Deshaun Elliott starting, but he's now started the last 3 games due to Holland being out. And he had 2 interceptions in this game against the Jets. He's known for his blitzing and he did that well as always, but he also showed that he's not just a blitzer, you know. He's an actual safety in this league, and couldn't be happier for Brandon Jones. And speaking of Brandon Jones, you know, to stay in the safety position, how about Elijah Campbell, the special teamer, really, who started in place of the injured Deshaun Elliott. So we have Brandon Jones and Elijah Campbell back there. And Elijah Campbell, in his first start as a safety, he does an incredible job. He had a couple pass breakups, and I thought he looked great out there. So, you know, got to give him his credit. Another guy I want to shout out once again, as I did last game, is Duke Riley, who got his second start in the middle of that linebacking core in place of the injured Jerome Baker. And as always, Duke Riley came through once again. And also, too, another group I want to talk about, the offensive line, Teron Armstead. After missing a game, he was back. He did an amazing job. Lester Cotton, Liam Eichenberg, who was not expected to play this week as he had a walking boot during the week due to a calf injury. He ended up playing and he did a tremendous job at center. And yeah, just that whole offensive line, Kendall Lamb, all these guys, Austin Jackson, they all did a tremendous job. And week in and week out, they show that they're arguably the most, you know, consistent offensive line in the league. So yeah, I've said it multiple times, but just an all-around dominating performance for the Miami Dolphins, from the coaching staff to the defense, the offense. Oh, hey, and even the special teams, man. I got to give credit once again, you know, to Jason Sanders. Nailed all his kicks yesterday. Jake Bailey, our punter, did a tremendous job, including, I think, 2 or 3, let me see if I have it here. 3. Yeah, 3 of his 4 punts were inside the 20. So, I mean, what more can you ask for out of your punter, you know? He was accurate, precise, and yeah, these last 2 games specifically, Jake Bailey has really caught my eye. So, shout out to him doing a great job at the punting position there. And yeah, now that, you know, the Dolphins moved to 10-4 on the year. Let me pull up the, I wanted to put up the standings here for you really quick. So in the AFC currently, as currently stands, the Ravens are at number 1 at 11-3. The Dolphins sit at 10-4 with the 2 seed. Then number 3, we have the Kansas City Chiefs at 9-5. Jacksonville Jaguars are number 4 at 8-6. The Browns are 9-5 with the 5th seed. And then we have the Bengals at 8-6 and the Colts at 8-6. Those are the 6 and 7 seeds. But then at 8-9, we have the Texans and the Bills, who are both 8-6. And next up, the Dolphins. We have the Dallas Cowboys here at home on Sunday, 4:25, Christmas Eve game here. It's going to be an incredible game. Cowboys, Dolphins, Dolphins have a tough loss to the Titans. They bounce back, shut out the Jets. The Cowboys have been rolling at home. They got beat down yesterday by the Buffalo Bills on the road. So they're going to be hungrier than ever. The Dolphins, they're going to try to start a little winning streak here at the end of the season. So I think it's going to be two hungry teams and two of the better teams in the NFL. And hey, on Christmas Eve in Miami, two of the most historic, aside from this season, these are two of the most historic franchises in all of sports history. So I think it's going to be an incredible game. But I'm really looking forward to it, I think, guys, that's going to wrap it up for my thoughts, on the Dolphins 30-0 shutdown win, bounce back win against the New York Jets. And looking forward to, more progress, as we take on the Cowboys here at home on Sunday on Christmas Eve. But yeah, hope you guys have a great day. For those of you watching here on the Flame_ES on Instagram, thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you listening on the podcast feed, thank you so much for tuning in as well. And before I wrap up, let's talk about SeatGeek really quick, as we recently joined Team SeatGeek. And of course, SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. My favorite part about it is, I always say, each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you, find the best deal possible. And what better time than now, Christmas season, holiday season, to buy someone you love, some tickets to a sports game, a comedy show, concert. Of course, we're talking Dolphins here. So, hey, to a Dolphins game, that'd be a pretty cool Christmas gift, I think. So, and with that said, we have an exclusive code to share with you all. Make sure to use code ROBCAO, and that's ROBCAO, for $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. Once again, that's ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on SeatGeek. And make sure, if you do use the code, make sure to let me know what tickets you buy for someone as a gift or for yourself to enjoy, So yeah, with all that said, fins up. Keep it locked in here to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Until next time, everyone, take care.